Fiat. August 21st, 1938. Difference between the lives that Jesus forms in the sacramental hosts and those formed in one who lives in his will. I'm always on the way, inside the divine will. But I felt concerned, and I said to myself, how can it be that so many divine lives can be formed in us for as many acts as we do in the divine will? My always lovable Jesus, always benign, in order to let me understand better, told me, my daughter, everything is easy for us, as long as we find the human will disposed to live in ours. Then we delight in forming, even in the motion, in the breathing, in the step, lives of ours that move, breathe, walk, and speak. The human will lends us as though many veils in which to form many lives of ours. This is the ultimate display of our love, and we like it so much that, as long as the human will gives us its small veil, we populate all of its acts with the multiplicity of our divine lives. Moreover, there is my Eucharistic life that proves and confirms what I am telling you. Aren't the accidents of the bread perhaps like small veils in which I am consecrated, alive and real, in body, blood, soul, and divinity? And if there are 1,000 hosts, I form 1,000 lives of mine, in each one of them. If there's one host only, I form only one life of mine. But what does the host give to me? Nothing. Not one I love you, not a breath, not a heartbeat, not a single step for company. I am alone. And many times my loneliness oppresses me, embitters me, and I burst into tears. How heavy it is for me not having one to whom I can say a word, under the nightmare of a deep silence. What does the host give me? The hiding place in which to hide myself. The tiny little prison to make me, I would almost say, to make me unhappy. But since it is my will that wants me to remain in each sacramental host, and my will never brings unhappiness either to us or to the creatures who live in it, it makes flow in my sacramental life our celestial joys, which are inseparable from us. However, this is always on our part. But the host itself never gives me anything. It does not defend me, nor does it love me. Now, if I do this, that is, forming my life in a host that gives me nothing, how much more so in the creature who lives in my will? The difference between my sacramental lives and the many lives of mine which I form in one who lives in my will is incalculable. It is greater than the difference between heaven and earth. First of all, we are never alone, and to have company is the greatest joy that delights both the divine and the human life. Now, you must know that as I form my life in the thought of the creature who lives in my will, I feel the company of the human intelligence that courts me, loves me, comprehends me, and places its memory, intellect, and will in my power. And since these three powers were created in our image, I feel I am given the company of our eternal memory, which never forgets anything. I feel the company of my wisdom, which comprehends me, and also the company of the human will, fused with mine, loving me, with my eternal love. How not to multiply our life in each of the creature's thoughts, when we find that she comprehends us and loves us more and more, we can say we find our own reward. In fact, the more lives we form, the more we let ourselves be understood. We redouble our love, and she loves us more. If we form our life in her word, we find the company of her word. And since our fiat is hers, we also find all the prodigies it operated when our fiat was pronounced. If we form our life in her breath, we find her breath breathing with ours, and the company of our omnipotent breath when, in creating her, we infuse life in her. If we form our life in her motion, we find her hands hugging us and squeezing us tightly because they don't want to leave us ever again. If we form it in her steps, they follow us everywhere. What beautiful company. There is no danger. The one who lives in our will may leave us alone. We are inseparable. Therefore, the living in our will is the prodigy of prodigies, where we make a display of so many divine lives of ours. We make known who we are, what we can do, and we put the creature in order with us as we created her. In fact, you must know that these, our divine lives, bring with them seas of light and of love, seas of wisdom, of beauty, of goodness, which invest the creature to let her possess the light that always increases, the love that is never extinguished, the wisdom that always comprehends, the beauty that is ever more embellished. This is why we love so much that the creature live in our will, because we want to give. We want her to comprehend us. We want to populate all the human acts with our divine lives. We don't want to be constrained, repressed in our divine circle. To be able to give and not giving, how painful this is for us. But until the creature lives in our will, she will always be the little ignorant one of our Supreme Being, incapable of learning even the vowels of how much we love her and how much we can give her. They will always be the children dissimilar from us, who perhaps don't even know us, degenerate of their father.